cost benefit ratio.
Yep.
Use the example of like a cow. Why you'd want to own a cow, for example.
You'd only want to raise a cow if you're going to get more return than cost.
For example?
For example, if it, the more you take the cost of feeding it, caring for it, the amount of time you have to invest in it, if you get a return by slaughtering it or getting milk or then turning around and selling it for a certain amount, that amount that you get back needs to exceed or at the very least be equal to what you put into it. That's like the basics of economics.
Yeah, period. So that's the cost-benefit ratio.
Kind of like your chickens.
Yeah, so let's use the chicken example.
Yeah.
So if it costs us $40 a month in chicken feed, and even if we were selling the eggs, we made $30 a month, so we were still paying out an extra $10 for the feed, plus all the time, it's just not worth it. So there'd have to be another benefit. Like, we just love the way the chickens smell, and they're friendly to pet, and stuff like that.
Yeah, just the idea of having the chickens around is the next, you know, that would make
like it like the dog, you know, we pay for the dog's food, but what do we get back from it? You know, affection, another friend, you know.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean,
someone butt pesking.
So there's at least that, you know. Like, if you aren't, like, a total materialist, like, what's the bottom line?
Right.
But the basic idea in the cost-benefit ratio, you have to get something else back. Greater, you know, otherwise you're not going to have a cow. You know, you're not going to just buy something you dump money into. So that's why we have all these machines, like the washing machine and the car. You know, this is to make our life easier. Mm-hmm. So if I want to have a car, I have to buy gas for this car. And then I have to buy insurance for the car. And then, you know, there's all the other things that can go wrong with the car. And then I'm able to drive to work. See, if I didn't have that car, it's, most people don't live where they can walk to work. So they need a car to drive to work. You need a car to go down to the grocery store to get food. So you have enough strength to get up in the morning to go to work, to make money, to put gas in your car. I think you can see where this is going. This sounds like the house the Jack built. He built the rat. House the Jack built. Bought a cat to kill the rat. So anyway, so then you get home and you have to have, you get laundry, you know. You can't just wear the same clothes to work. So you have to buy all these clothes, then they're dirty, and then you have to wash them. Have you ever taken your clothes down to the laundromat? That's expensive. That's like,
yeah.
We had four people in our family. It was like $50-$60 a week.
I wasn't,
no, when we took those laundries down there, it was huge, that amount.
It was like $20 to $25 a week.
Yeah, well, for one load, I mean, one day of laundry.
No,
per week,
for the
right?
entire thing. No.
Yeah, so it was like $25, plus we had a drive there, so then there was the gas and all
and
of that.
The time.
The time. Oh, yeah, then we were at the laundromat for how long?
For like 2 hours.
Four hours.
Laundry and stuff.
Yeah. It was all day.
$100 a week. We were there for 2 days.
Maybe it was $100 a month is what I was thinking, because
yeah.
it was $25
yeah,
to visit.
$100 a month.
Yeah. So anyway.